Today's gospel reading comes from the 10th chapter of John. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because the hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Okay, yesterday was a great day to play golf, so I have a golf joke. Stevie Wonder and Jack Nicklaus are in a bar. Nicklaus turns to Wonder and says, "How is his singing career going?" Stevie Wonder says, "Well, not too bad. The latest album has gone into the top 10, so all in all, I think it's pretty good. By the way, how is the golf?" Nicklaus replies, "Not too bad. I am not winning as much as I used to, but I'm still making a bit of money. I have some problems with my swing, but I think I've got that right now." I always find that when my swing goes wrong, I need to stop playing for a while and think about it. Then the next time I play, it seems to be all right, says Stevie. "You play golf?" asked Jack. Stevie says, "Yes, I've been playing for years." "But I thought you were blind. How can you play golf if you're blind?" Jack says. "I get my caddy to stand in the middle of the fairway, and he calls to me. I listen for the sound of his voice and play the ball towards him. Then, when I get to where the ball lands, the caddy moves to the green or farther down the fairway, and again I play the ball towards his voice," explains Stevie. "But how do you putt?" Nicklaus wondered. "Well," says Stevie, "I get my caddy to lean down in front of the hole and call to me with his head on the ground, and I just play the ball to the sound of his voice." Nicklaus says, "What's your handicap?" "Well, I play scratch golf," Stevie assured Jack, which means he can do par. Nicklaus is incredulous and says to Stevie, "We must play a game sometime." Wonder replies, "Well, people don't take me seriously, so I only play for money, and I never play for less than $100,000 a hole." Nicklaus thinks it over and says, "Okay, I'm up for that. When would you like to play?" "I don't care," Wonder says. "Any night next week is okay with me." I thought that joke was funny, but it also talks about voice. And that's the thing that in today's text, that's what drew me. Was the voice of Jesus. "I am the good shepherd," he says. And then there's that passage in there. "Not all the sheep are here yet, but they'll hear my voice." And so that's what I want to key on, is voice. What is a voice? What does that word mean? And it has to do with calling, vocare. You know, when you call a pastor, it's about the vocation of that person. I'm called to this church. Pastor Beth's called to this church. We're all called, which is another word for voice. That's what it means. We're all called, vocare. Vocare. No, I won't sing that. But we're all called by something all the time. And in our culture these days, there's all kinds of voices we hear. A cacophony of voices. So I want you to think about voice. I want you to think about Jesus' voice. And I'm going to offer you five different ways that I've thought about voice this week and see what resonates with you. I was going to ask someone to choose between three and five, but I'm just going to give you all five. Sorry, you get all five. You were going to maybe get three, but you're going to get all five. So the first is, and they're all C's, the captain's voice. When you're flying, there is that time at some point where this is the captain speaking, and usually it's a male, but there are females, more and more female pilots. But you hear that, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and then later when we're, you know, up in the air, well, we're at 35,000 feet and cruising along, and we might be a bumpy ride. And what that voice is for me, what I hear is assurance. I mean, isn't that what that voice is? It's just assurance. When you're flying, especially if you're nervous or wondering, you know, if it's long, you get that insurance. So that's one way to think about voice, is like a captain's voice. Well, then there's the coach's voice. Now, as I was thinking about the coach I thought about was Mr. Petrosik, who was my ninth grade Washington State history teacher in high school. And he also was the basketball coach, and he always made fun of me because I was left-handed. He said I couldn't walk and chew gum at the same time. But I love the man because he taught me a lot about basketball. And one time I was playing defense, and you have the baseline, and the one thing you're not supposed to do on defense is when the baseline is there, which is the line underneath the basket, if you let a guy go between you and the baseline, that is not good in basketball. Because then if they make a basket, well, let's just say Mr. Petrosik will sit you down. And you'll have a discussion about what that means. And I learned at that moment that I will never, ever, and I never have, I would think about fouling them. You know, I'm a pastor. I would never foul anybody in basketball, but I would. So that coaching, it's about instruction. Let's just be clear, Mr. Petrosik would say, and he always chewed gum and he might have spit it out at that time when he was talking with me. Instruction. So you have the captain's voice of insurance, the coach's voice of instruction. Then there's, and I didn't know what to name this exactly, I'm just going to say the caller's voice. Like when someone says, B7. What, nobody's got a bingo? But there are those people who call you. Who's got ticket number 78? Those kinds of things. And that's about identification. They're the caller's voice that can call you out or tell you what's next. So instruction, that's the caller's voice. Then there's the Rotten Tomato voice, which I'm going to call the critic's voice. How many of you ever know what Rotten Tomatoes is? Raise your hand if you know that. Well, you should look that site up because it's most of the time helpful, but I like films. And so it's a site that reviews films, and it has apparently some kind of algorithm or math that they look at all the critics who have reviewed a film, and then they try and put a percentage score. And if it's 60% or more, which is a good score for a movie, it's a nice, shiny red tomato. If it's less than that, it's kind of a green splotch. And you want a shiny red tomato. Usually. Now, if you're an artsy person, you want bigger numbers. If you're not an artsy person, then enjoy those big films. So it's just up to you. But it's the critics' voice. And I think that can be assessment, assessing something, that voice of assessing, telling you, oh, this means this, and this means this. And finally, there's the choir voice. Terry, when he shared some critiques about our practice for Beethoven, which we're singing tonight, the second thing he said was, we need this. We need to sing this. We need to tell this story. This is a fantastic piece of music, and the people who come need to hear this in this time. So for me, that choir's voice is inspiration. There may be times when you come to the church here and you don't feel inspired because you're hurting or someone in your family is hurting. And maybe you can't sing, but we can. The choir can sing for you. So, inspiration. Now, this darn thing keeps falling there. So, assurance, instruction, identification, assessment, and inspiration. Here's what I know about Jesus' voice and why we need it, just like the choir needs to sing Beethoven tonight. And this is just, I came up with this phrase, and we need to rise above the cacophonous cultural crowd towards the Creator's calling
through Christ. Yeah, that's a lot of C's. I'll repeat it again. You can listen online if you care. But rising above the cacophonous, which is many voices making lots of sound all over the place, cultural crowd toward the Creator's calling through Christ. So God calls us. God calls us through Jesus. That's why Jesus' voice matters. And so when Jesus calls us like a captain, it's assurance, but the C words I chose for that were certainty and courage. That's what captains teach you. That's what leaders are about when they're at their best. They're certain of things, and they're going to encourage you, give you courage to do things. That's what it means, partly, to listen to Jesus. Certainty and courage. Then there's that coach's voice of instruction. And that's about consultation and counseling. You know, that First John reading that we heard before this? And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of Jesus and love one another. Jesus says it again and again, love one another. Paul says it, love one another. The Old Testament says it, love your neighbor as yourself. It's about love. That's the coach's instruction, consultation and counseling. The next one, the caller identification. Well, the words I chose were classifying and confirming. It's knowing who you are. We're sinners, we're broken, and we're beloved and forgiven. That's what Jesus always calls us on, to remind us. I know who you are, Jesus says. I know you're broken. But you're also still God's children, and you're forgiven and loved as well. It's calling out. And then assessment, which is that critic's voice, the Rotten Tomatoes approach, which is about calculating and cataloging. It's now you find your voice, because that's what Jesus calls us to do, to follow him, and then to spread the gospel to the world, to say, there's resurrection. That's what this whole mural is about. There's new life through Jesus. Know that, world. Know that. And finally, the choir's voice, which is us. Jesus empowers us to be creative and, like I said to the kids, to be the change in the world, to change the world. Whether your voice is small or whether your voice is gigantic, we all have gifts. We're all called by Jesus to go and inspire. Whether it's the captain's voice, the coach's voice, the caller's voice, the critic's voice, or the choir's voice that you hear, Jesus is calling. Jesus is calling me. Jesus is calling you to listen, to respond, and to go show the world what resurrection truly is by loving one another. Amen.